And so that voice aid works. I didn't know you were going to use it that long, but that's that's fine. So just don't take that home to mother, right? Yeah. So, but it does, it sounds okay, right? And the voicing sounds, it's, it was weird, but it sounds okay. Yeah. You'll probably never do that ever again,
yeah,
right?
I know. I like that voice.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You're a little strange. Does everybody understand what that voicing is? Does anybody
it's
care
the,
about what that voicing
the counterpoint
is?
With the fifths?
Yeah. It's counterpoint with that, with the, it added with the raised fifth on each one. As long as your counterpoint doesn't have a perfect interval, you'll keep four voices going. If it doesn't have a perfect interval or a augmented, I mean a diminished fifth. Yeah.
And then you just get a bunch of seven chords?
You get, it's all major and minor seven chords.
Okay.
Kind of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just a nice way of going a little bit different. It feels very weird to play it. But it actually, I mean, I'm sort of surprised because when I heard it in the room, I thought, oh, you're going to hate that. This actually works okay. Don't do this, okay? Where you've got be-da-dum, be-da-dum. That's a pickup, right? So don't put the pickup and then don't go anywhere. You see right here? The horns are playing that be-da-da-da-dee-da-dum. And then if you want the pickup, have the pickup with the next people, but don't play with them. Like, what you should have done was have the trombones and the trumpets play that pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You mean I shouldn't double the horn?
Right here. Pickup. Those two notes. Because, think of it as you play. If I'm playing horn, be-da-da-da-da-dee-da-da, be-da. Right.
But what I worry is if I suddenly change the instrumentation, the color will change suddenly.
It does suddenly change.
Yeah.
I mean, you could also just add. You could just add if you like that, if you want the color to contain.
But then
just add everybody, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you want to overlap it a little bit, but not like really add, would you do on the horns like ba-da and then like a quarter note maybe?
Then you go be-da-dum-bum-dee-da-dum-be-da-dum, you know,
okay.
And put and that.
Gotcha.
Mirror. Does that make sense? And make sure everybody's got a dynamic that they need to have. Right? Kind of important.
I thought they had their dynamic.
You know what? I would just restate it.
Oh, okay.
They have short memories.
Okay, and they have new page or new.
Yeah, words. And if they've got rests in between, you know, I would just at a new phrase, I would just restate
okay.
it. I mean, it's a little bit of ink. You know, so does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, this is just, you know, the horns, the conical horns are just a lovely sound. I was in the. In the train station the other day, and one of the Salvation Army bands was in there, and it's such a warm little fuzzy thing, right? Because this cornet and this little F thing, this little F horn thing, this alto horn, and a euphonium and a baby tuba, and it's like this is like just this bed of goo. It's just such a lovely sound.
I have a question for this page. On the horn, if you listen to recording. You will find that my melody is on the top, but I feel I feel the bottom notes, it sounds too loud.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think so. We'll hear again, but we'll listen for it.
I feel it's now, the bottom notes is now blended with
And you know, and it could be because we're doing double takes, you know? I mean, it's just the problem of trying to get stuff all that in one session, you know. If we had the money, we'd put them all sit four people in there.
So
right?
There is nothing wrong.
There's nothing
voicing.
Wrong. Nothing wrong with what you wrote. Okay. Nothing wrong with what you wrote. And actually, I heard the melody fine, but
yeah, the melody is fine. I just feel, maybe I can if I have six.
Well,
you can
mess with that.
Okay.
But if I were you, for all of you, I mean, what you know, this isn't your life's work. This is one exercise, and then you're going to write 15 others. My teacher always told me, never rewrite anything, because you'll write the next thing. Yeah. Because there's no perfect piece. So you wrote this, that was good, I like that, I'll never do that again, and then next, you know. I think it's a good attitude. Beethoven would not approve, but... Are you hearing that because it goes from open to close? Voicing? Maybe that's why.
Yeah, that was my question. If I play whole melody with three part voicing, it's better use close voicing or open?
With the three horns, I mean, the jury's out on that. I like close voicing. I would use close voicing all the time with the three horns. But in literature, you're going to find, like, Holst opens them up sometimes. All the late Romantics seem to open them up. And if you use closed voicing, where are you going? Down to the D. If you use closed voicing, you can double the melody down the octave so that you're chasing it with a triad and with the melody doubled. Right? And that's a real traditional way of doing that. And there you'd be sure to have the melody come out a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that make sense? You can double the melody even if you decide to open voice. Because, you don't jump them back and forth like this. I mean, like one, you keep the same stack. But all of a sudden, it'll be an open voice with this guy being the melody and this being the second voice taken out of there. Right? So you could double the melody and have four parts going all the time, too, if you wanted a greater span. Okay? Because you just got four parts here. And then if you want to open it, you grab this guy and put it down there, right? And you can do that, and that would assure that your melody is a little stronger. If I had four people and you're in this range, the low guy only goes down to D, which is their A, and that's plenty fine. You know, that going down to their A is easy. I mean, that they play that all the time. It's still in the treble clef. Okay? Does that answer? So I think I would do that, and that may fix whatever you're hearing. I don't mind. I can hear the melody pretty well, especially where you changed it. All right, good.